And welcome back to Martin Stadium, where we're at halftime, and it's homecoming 2010. Think about it. They're announcing the homecoming court as they're coming across the field now. And just announced Tyler Hunter and Kenneth Durden, Troy Braswell, and who's the other one? It's going to be Geraldo Orta from the football team that is on that homecoming court. You were in the homecoming court at one time many years ago, right?
I was, Bill. The first year we ever had a homecoming team here at Lowndes, I was, of course, on the football team, but had surgery but right before football season that year on my knee and was on crutches, and I got to crutch across the field.
Okay. Well, tell us what your vantage point has been from the field over this first half.
Well, I said it before the game that our team seemed very focused. And just like we were last week, I hope that continues throughout the year because we've come out and played just an almost flawless first half. We've made some mistakes. We've let them have a few big plays, and we've had some penalties once again, as we've said several times at halftime this year. But the team has played hard, and when you play hard, you make up for mistakes. Our offensive line blocking downfield doing a great job. And our running backs, of course, are running hard. Troy Braswell, his speed is just absolutely incredible. You get a different feel being on the sidelines and watching him run. That last touchdown he had, he got the ball almost midfield, and he had three people outside of him and just absolutely ran around them, jumped into the corner, kind of turned sideways, and just a beautiful run. And he's done a great job. Our defense has played extremely hard. Chris Curry's impressed me tonight.
He's been all
over the field. He's really starting to look like Telvin did last year. Telvin Smith, obviously, at Florida State, where he's really coming downhill. When he sees the run, instead of waiting, he's coming downhill, taking the right angle and making some good plays. Tim St. Fort's had a great first half. And we're looking well. We've made some mistakes, like you said. We've laid up a few big plays, but we haven't let them score. We've kept them out of the end zone. So what can you say? You know, we played a great first half.
Yeah, we have. And you made the comment about Tim St. Fort, how he's moved to that defensive end spot. He's done real well with that. Josh Clemens moved into that linebacker spot. We haven't called his name as many times, but it's because that linebacker core is actually doing their job, and that front is actually picking up all the tackles right now.
They are, Bill. They're doing a great job. And of course, not only, you haven't been able to call individual names as many times because we've had two and three players on every tackle.
Yeah.
The team is running to the ball. They're getting off blocks, and they're playing downhill. And that's what you want to see.
Tyler Hunter was just named Homecoming King. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt
you.
No problem. Tyler Bryce Hunter, or is it Bryce Tyler Hunter? I don't know.
It's Tyler Bryce
Hunter. Tyler Bryce Hunter.
Named in the program this year, he listed his name as Bryce Hunter. And from what I understand, he requested that as an honor to his dad.
Let's see who the queen is. Jaja Williams is your homecoming queen. We're getting ready to do those. They're right there. His copy's in the book there. Well, let's go ahead and give you the first half stats right now. Of course, the score, Vikings 29, the Burke County Bears 0. First downs in the first half, the Bears have got three first downs. They've got 16 carries for 67 yards. In the air, they're 3 of 10 for 38 yards. No touchdowns or interceptions. They've run 27 total plays with a total offensive output of 105 yards. They fumbled the ball twice, losing it once. They've been penalized two times for 10 yards. They punted four times for an average of 18 yards. Their leading rusher, number 5, Donquell Green, 4 carries for 56 yards. Their leading receiver, number 2, Orlando Howard, he's got 1 catch for 28 yards. For the Vikings, we got 9 first downs on the half. 29 carries for 217 yards on the ground. As you pointed out, Marty, that's about a 7-yard average per carry. Passing, Cole is 3 of 5 tonight for 69 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. We've run 34 total plays, and offensive output in the first half, 286 yards. No fumbles tonight. We've been penalized 4 times for 40 yards. We've punted twice for an average of 30 and a half yards. Our leading rusher in the first half, number 29, Troy Braswell, 11 carries, 102 yards, and 3 touchdowns on the night. Our leading receiver, number 25, Josh Clemens, he's got 1 catch for 39 yards. Pretty impressive stats for a whole game, much less a half.
Yeah, you're right, Bill. Very impressive. A couple things jump out. You mentioned the yards per carry. I looked at that and saw 29 carries for 217 yards. So that's, yeah, a little over 7 yards a carry.
Yep.
You know, that means your running backs are running hard. That means your offensive line's blocking well. You know, you look on down the list there, we tip pretty typical day for us passing, 3 of 5, 69 yards. But, you know, that yards per carry jumps out. Now, we have had a few penalties, as we mentioned,
yeah.
4 of 40. So, by no means has it been a perfect half. It's been a good half, but we definitely gotta quit making the holds.
Yep.
And quit shooting ourselves in the foot from time to time. And, you know, I mentioned the first half that the offensive line after that first drive, we got one first down and
yep.
then we three and out after that. And they came off the sidelines. And Jared Davis, a kid that we don't get to talk about a lot, but he came off the sidelines and he really led his team and said, listen, we're better than this and we've got to do better than this. And he said, well, let's go out. And they went out and did a lot better and played a bunch better after that.
Yeah, they really have. Well, Marty, I'm going to let you head back down to the sidelines. We're going to take a 60-second break, and we're just about ready to kick off the second half. We'll be right back after this 60-second break. Vikings lead 29-0. And welcome back to Martin Stadium. We're getting ready to kick this off the second half. Our Vikings lead 29-0 over the Burke County Bears, and it's been a very impressive first half for our Vikings. The Bears won the toss, and they deferred back in to start the game. So we'll kick off to them to start the second half.
And Vikings lead it 29-0 as we head to that very important third quarter. As a wise man once told me, Bill, the least most important thing in life is the score at halftime. And the most important things in a football game is your opponent's first possession of the third quarter and yours. That usually sets the tone for the rest of the ball game.
All right, Jed Solomon takes the tee out there, getting ready to set it up and kick it off. And back deep for the Bears looks like will be number 8, Haberham, is that right? Or Habersham?
Number 8 is Torino Habersham, and number 25 would be Rasheed Davis. Davis on the far side, Habersham on the near side, but I really don't think it's going to matter. Wind blowing from right to left, and Jed Solomon kicking off from right to left.
Yeah, what little breeze you see, the flags are going towards the north, and that's the direction we're kicking off. I believe you're right. I believe Jed will put it 5 yards deep.
I say 7. Let's find out.
Here we go.
I believe you're.
I don't know. That was the top, the middle, upper edge of the end.
How about
I'll go 7 yards?
How about we split the difference and kick
it
6?
Nevertheless, in the end zone, it'll be a touchback. The Bears will take over first down and 10 from the 20.
Ball on the far hash mark, and let's see who starts the second half of the Bears at quarterback. It will be Corey Maton, the junior. He sends trips to the far side, twins to the near side. Trips to the near side, twins to the far side. He's back in the back by himself. Looks, throws out in the flats. The ball is tipped at the line of scrimmage, Bill, and is tipped by number 41, Tim
Sainfort. Just got a little bit of a tip on it. The ball fell just before the receiver. That's number 22, Bob Osborne. That'll fall incomplete, bring up second down and 10 for the Bears.
I do believe you stole the pen. Or did you just borrow it?
Oh, I borrowed it.
All righty, twins to the near side and twins to the far side. Maton still in the backfield by himself.
No, they're running somebody off.
No, they're running off. Okay. Twins near side, to one receiver far side, double tight end, drops back, fakes those little halfback pass out. They try. Oh, what a play out in the backfield. They tried a little. They took their guard and run him out for a guard screen.
And Bill Popeye.
Popeye Stanley.
And that, right there, folks, Popeye Stanley gets the hit of the week.
Because number 55, the guard, rolled out and tried to put a lick on Popeye, and Popeye blew right by him.
And, I mean, he hit that receiver the moment he caught the ball.
And so it drops it back to the 17. It's 3rd and 13 back at the 17-yard line. We go to our nickel package now. They send trips near side, twins to the far side. Maton in the backfield by himself. We're showing man coverage out here. They put a man in motion to the far side. Drops back, looks, pumps, fakes, looks again. Got a guy in the flats, makes a throw, and just overthrows number 8, Torino Habersham. out here at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, Ken Durden just was smelling the end zone on that one. He wanted to get up there and make that interception.
And you want me to tell you why?
Why?
I saw him at the mall last night, and the island told me, tonight, for you, if I get the chance, pick six.
All right.
Braswell back standing about their 45. Mayton standing inside the five-yard line. Eight men going after that ball.
And there's a flag. Let's see. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 11 on east side. Somebody line up in the neutral zone, or let's see.
Or no flag.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes you like to know what it was they were waving off. Mayton waiting on the snap. There it is. Kick hits at the 45, bounces out to the 50, rolls inside our territory. It's going to roll down to about the 48-yard line. That's where we'll take over.
That one of the best punts by the Bears tonight. First half, they only averaged 18 yards on their punt.
That's a 32-yard punt for Mayton. I always wonder why they measure it from the line of scrimmage instead of where he kicks it from.
I don't know. Why don't you rewrite that rule?
I would if I could. Cole Parker brings the Vikings out on the line of scrimmage. Up to the line. It's T-Rock Scarborough up over the ball. Duncan in the backfield. Crawford goes to the far side at wide receiver. Mike Moore in motion. Pitch to Moore around the near side. He's got a hole. Cuts back inside across the 50 into Bear territory. Down at the 46-yard line. Give him about a 6-yard carry, maybe 7 yards.
One of the big pluses that I've seen from this Bear team tonight is they are very fundamentally sound in their tackles. It's rare that a lot of our backs can really bounce off of things and pick up big yards. They either get open and pick up the yards, but if they run into these guys, they tackle well.
Second and 6. Gunslinger takes a snap. To Duncan up the middle across the 40. They finally haul him down at the 35-yard line. First down. He gets about almost 11-yard run down to the 35. It'll be first and 10 Vikings.
Yeah, in on the tackle for the Bears, number 10, Devontae Osborne. And another good, solid head-up tackle by this defense.
Paul Johnson brings the play in. Braswell, Duncan, and Moore. He's got Braswell and Duncan in the backfield, tied into the visitor side. Gunslinger takes the snap, gives it to Braswell around the right side, got a hole, cuts outside, he's at the 30. The 35 to 20, slips by one man, number 10, runs him out of bounds.
At that same 2-yard line they ran him out before.
Now they're going to mark him at the 3. And there is Bell, there's Cotton on the carpet.
And it's way back here, too.
At the 34-yard line.
Golly.
Interesting, and I'll say this because I'm an official. Interesting, all the holding calls tonight that's come against the Vikings have come on the visitor side of the field.
They'll mark off 10 yards from that spot. It'll bring up about first and 18.
Bringing all the way back to the Bear 44-yard line. First and 19 at the 44. Clemens comes near side. Braswell, Duncan. And Nicholas Bergman in the backfield. 3-man rush. Cole drops back, looks, throws downfield. Got Clemens open. Turns around, fights, catches the ball. And we've got touchdown Vikings.
And there's a flag. I don't know if you can even call pass interference. I thought it was pretty good coverage either way.
Now, Bill. There's a possibility
that it's offensive pass interference.
The way he turned and came back. Let's see. Pass interference on the defense.
And we'll decline that, and it'll be touchdown. And I see you, Josh Clemens, and I see you, Cole Parker.
So the way he came back and fought through the defender to get the ball, you could almost call defensive pass interference.
Van der Zanden, Alderman, and Solomon set for come out for the extra point. They swing the gate.
Ball's down, kicks up. It's good. And with 9:33 to go in the third quarter, the Vikings 36. Burke County nothing. 60-second break. Be right back after this. All righty, back in Martin Stadium, West James, Bill Osborne, Marty Rogers. Vikings lead 36-0. 9:33 to go here in the first half. Waiting on Jed Solomon's kick. He has Davis and Habersham back deep. There's a kick. High end over end kick. Out of the end zone.
That one was over 10 yards back there. That'll put the Bears first and 10 at the 20-yard line.
And, Bill, we're going to see Donquell Green, the freshman quarterback. Two receivers near side, one far side. Wing back on our side of the field. We've got a five-man front. He's standing back at his 15. Takes a snap. Looking for blocking. He's got a hole. Tries to go around the right side across the 30.
He got it.
He's at the 35, the 40. Tyler Hunter will run him down. Bill, as he gets into Lounge territory. And they're going to mark him down at the 41-yard line.
A little delayed draw by the quarterback. He kept it, held it for a second, and then he just went in behind those big pulling linemen and followed them up to the left side.
39-yard run.
He rattled one of those off on us on the first quarter as well.
Down to our 42-yard line.
The defense stiffened last time. Let's see if they do it now.
Ball on the far hash mark. Again, Green in. He's got a receiver near side. Davis at fullback. Takes the snap. Drops back to pass. Looks nobody there. Here comes a rush. And he falls down at the 50. He just sits down on his rump and says, I don't want to be tackled. I'm just going to sit out.
That was Matt Frazier and Nasty Flew.
Solomon's dad said, we're going to give him an earpiece so he can talk to him on the field when he goes to college. All righty, Bill, second and about 18. Two receivers near side, two far side. Green still in. We go to a four-man front. Drops back, pumps, fakes, looks. There's a little, oh! Look here, folks. Let's describe it to you. They ran the screen play. And they threw it over when they threw the screenplay. We hit them. We almost tipped the ball.
Wait a minute. There's a big ruckus.
Relay going on the far side.
Go ahead. You finish yours.
Okay. Donnell Green dropped back. Screenplay. Tossed it over. We almost blocked it there. Just tipped the pass. They're back. Caught it. We hit him. Started riding their back out of bounds. And there comes 77. And he just took and just rode him in the ground. And then there looks like a mini scrum.
Well, there's a lot going on. There was a little bit. I mean, the whistle had not blown. The receiver had kept his feet, and he got hit in bounds. And the force of the hit drove him out of bounds. And when it did, the crowd on that side began to boo, and they were looking for a late hit and a lot of different things.
Justin Wilson, Big Oak.
And the Vikings, no penalty because there really wasn't. But again, a lot of extracurricular pushing and shoving there. And Tyler Hunter spent a long time back there on that sideline.
All righty, Bill. It's going to be third and a short taxi ride. The ball at their 49-yard line. They've got to get down almost to our 31. Green sends trips to the near side. One man to far side. Puts a man in motion. Takes a snap. He's got a hole up the middle. He's still on his feet. We hit him at the 50.
He's still up.
And he's still up. And now we bring him down.
I'm telling you, he did not go down and not go down easily. Now, he didn't pick up a lot of yards. What, about 5 yards?
He got about 5 yards, so it's going to be fourth down.
And there's an official timeout. He is going to call both teams. This is starting to get a little bit out of hand. The official has called a timeout. He's calling the captains from both teams.
Nope, he's going to call both teams, the starters from both teams over.
You're right, guys. What happened earlier, they got off out of bounds over there, and Burke County thought there was a late hit on the play, and then they ripped Shredder's helmet off, and that created a little scrum. So the official's getting him up now. He's going to calm him down and try to get this game back in check.
I don't know if he's going to calm him down because the head official is hot. He does not like to lose control. I know this gentleman, and he does not like to lose control of the game.
I can say I was on his crew for a couple of games when I first got back before I could get back on the field. Okay, Mayton to punt the ball. Braswell standing back about our 20. 7:55 to go here in the third, leading 36-0. High kick. Braswell lets it hit, bounce out of bounds at the 10-yard line.
I thought Troy had an opportunity that time to maybe make a return, but he let the ball go over his head by about 2 yards. And the Vikings are going to start deep with some of their worst starting field position of the night.
Yeah, well, it is. We will have the worst is our 19. Gunslinger brings Sam Duncan, Mike Moore, and the mailman, Troy Braswell, along with Dale McBurrow onto the field. T-Rock up over the ball. It's on the far hash mark. Gunslinger takes a snap. Gives it to Moore, looking for a hole. Cuts back inside at the 15, the 20. He's on the outside at the 20. The 25, the 30, down the sideline, still on his feet. And they'll haul him down, Bill, at the 34-yard line.
And a great first down run by Mike Moore. That'll get the offense in some area where they've got some room to work. That'll move it out to the 33-yard line.
The Magic Man done his stuff when he got to the outside. Turned that left corner and a 24-yard run up to the 34. Paul Johnson goes far side. Duncan at the fullback. Parker takes a snap. Gives it to
Duncan,
and the diesel gets nowhere.
Yeah, that time the defense for the Bears.
There goes the flag, and you're going to have, I don't know if we're going to have offsetting, or there goes another flag.
I think you hit the nail on the head. One of their guys was a little pushing Troy a little late, and then Troy got up and retaliated. I think we're going to have offsetting personal fouls.
How is the mood down there on the field, Marty? Because both these teams, after that last hit on the last series, they look to be really fired up.
They are, and it just called it against us there. And I think he just got Troy for retaliating. But it's a little chippy down there. Both teams are fired up. Both teams are pretty intense.
I'm not sure because there were two flags. One thrown, then another flag was thrown.
He only signaled one personal foul against us.
Let's see what the official call is here. They're marking it off against the Vikings.
All the way back to the 18-yard line.
He did signal dead ball, so that was after the play.
Yeah,
so this should be second down.
No, it's first down because it was a first down, wasn't it? No, you're right, second.
No.
Good call, Marty.
Second and about 25. We send two receivers far side, one near side.
Now there's another flag. Let's see. I think this is substitution. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There's only 11 on theirs. Paul Johnson had not come off the field. It is illegal substitution against the Vikings. And this is the kind of thing that Coach McPherson said just boils his blood, is to make these dumb mistakes like this. Center exchange, fumble, substitution, those things really get under his skin.
All right, second and 30. Mike, the Magic Man Moore and Josh Grandpa Clemens comes in. Grandpa Clemens goes to the far side of the field. Moore in motion. And they give it to Lang right up the middle. He turns and spins and fights his way out to the 20.
Pick up of about six yards on the carry.
Yep.
That'll bring him up in a third and long situation when most teams, this is a passing situation, But I wouldn't be surprised to see us keep it on the ground, settle this game down a little bit. We're up 36 to nothing here in the third quarter. Next quarter, if this score holds right here, it will be a running clock.
And we are at the 6:15 mark here in the third. Dale McMurrow comes off. Tyler Hunter comes receiver far side. Gunslinger goes under center, tied into the visitor side of the field. Looks over the defense, takes a snap, drops back. There comes the blitz. Runs away from it. There they come. He tucks the ball, and they run him out of bounds back at the 16-yard line.
Yeah, he'll lose yards on that.
And we'll punt the ball.
And in all candor, it might be the best thing. Get this thing, punt the ball down here, let the defense get back out on the field, and settle the offense down here after these penalties that were back-to-back.
Solomon standing back at his goal line. Nice high kick.
A little short this time.
Ball hits at the 45, across the 50, stays inbounds, and will roll dead at their 47-yard line.
Yeah, not a lot of distance on that one. He had good height. And we have an official timeout. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back.
All righty, back at Martin Stadium, West Jamesville, Osborne, Marty Rogers. Vikings lead 36 to nothing. 5:41 to go here in the third. It'll be Bears football. The best field position, their best starting field position all night out at the 47-yard line. Corey Maton back in at quarterback. He sends trips to the far side, twins to the near side. Empty backfield. We show a five-man front. Takes a snap. Little wide receiver screen, and they'll pick up about 3 yards, 2 yards up to the 49-yard line. And it played perfectly out there, Bill.
Yeah, one of their more successful plays is that little screen back there. They get good blocking from their up backs. And they're able to split that and at least pick up 3, 4, 5 yards.
Matt Frazier, Popeye Stanley. Trips the near side. Again, twins the far side. Empty backfield. We go to a four-man front. They put a man in motion, so they'll have trips to the far side. Look again, that little screen. This time we read it perfectly. And Bill Orta catches him at the 45, our 45, and runs him out of bounds after a 5-yard pickup.
Yeah, they're still picking up little dink and dunk stuff here, and they occasionally will break one of these, so we've got to be able to pick these up.
Third and two, ball on the far hash mark. Bears going from left to right on your radio dial. Donquell Green back in at quarterback. He's got two receivers near side, one far side. Double tight end set for him. We're back to a five-man front. Looking to run behind him, and he will not get the first down.
Yeah, that was that same little delayed draw by the quarterback. He waited till his line were able to pull over. This time the Vikings did a great job recognizing it, and he actually lost about a yard.
4.5 minutes to go in the third, and I think they're going to go for it here, Bill. Fourth, actually they lost, like I said, about half a yard.
They're thinking about it.
Yep. They're going to go for it. Nothing to lose.
They may get them to try and jump here. Let's see.
One receiver far side. Takes a snap, looking for it. He's got the hole. He's got the first down. Give it to him as he gets across the right side. We grabbed him by the jersey, but his momentum able to get through and get that first down as he picked up 3 yards.
Yeah, this time he switched sides. He came over his right side of his offensive line. Was able to pick up just enough to get a first down. 4:13 left in the third quarter. Vikings lead 36 to nothing here against the Burke County Bears.
They're at our 42-yard line. Two receivers near side, two far side. Green stays in at quarterback. No tight end for him. Looking for a hole. Oh, this time he ran into a bunch of battle axe swinging Vikings. And they'll hit him behind the line of scrimmage and he'll lose a yard.
Yeah, that time nothing doing by our defensive line. And looks like number 84, that's Nick Hammock, checks in.
And he loses 2 yards. Second and 12. Now Corey Maton back in. He's got trips to the far. Oh.
Got a lot of movement here. He's got extra guys on the field.
Yep. Trips to the near side. Twins to the far side. Man in motion back toward the near side. Looks, goes way downfield, trying to find somebody open. Knocked away again by Popeye Stanley.
Carey had the ball in his hands that time. Just couldn't come down with it.
That was number 22, Bob Osborne. Popeye had the inside position and just knocked it away again. So it'll be third and 12.
That's 76. Anthony Chandler checks in on the defensive line right now.
Coach Al's on. Mayton again brings Trips near side. Twins to the far side. Puts a man in motion back near the far side. Drops back, looks, throws across the middle. Catch is made by number 12 for the first down at the 30-yard line, but he was hit immediately by Grandpa Clemens. Rasheed Davis made the catch.
Burke's running. I'm sorry, Burke's running a little bit of a hurry up here. They know they don't have much time. They want to get a score in so that they're not down by 30 as they go into the fourth.
3 minutes to go. First and 10 at the 30. That was a 13-yard pass play from Mayton to Davis. Mayton with a back on either side of him. Sends a man to the far side. Takes it, gives it to number 8. Looking for a hole. We hit him. He spins still on his
still
feet.
Still up. There he goes.
And let's see who they're going to mark his forward progress.
Chris Shredder checks back in, and Nick Hammock comes out.
Second and 9 at the 29-yard line. Bears going from left to right on your radio dial. Again, he's going to bring Twins to our side. Keep two backs offset eye. He's in the shotgun. Now moves the man up on the line as a tight end. Gives it the ball to number 2. He's on his feet. Crosses one man, 2. Will order get him and run him out of bounds at the 12. Saves us a touchdown right there.
Wow. Thought he was going to break away that time. Switching quarterbacks right now for the Bears are. 2:08 left in the third quarter. Vikings lead 36-0. If you're wondering why the urgency, if the Bears score a touchdown here, they'll be within 30 points and there will not be a running clock in the fourth quarter.
Green, 2 receivers near side, 1 far side, in the shotgun. Looking to throw. We hit him in the back, but no, he threw it away. And we almost intercepted. Popeye had the ball go through his hands at the goal line.
Yeah, that time their quarterback, number 5, Donquell Green, looked like he was going to run that delayed draw again.
The clock did not run. The clock did not run on that pass play.
Yeah, it did.
No, 2:02. That
it was 2:06.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought it was 2:02.
No. It ran for 4 seconds.
It was longer than 4 seconds.
I thought so, too. But that's okay.
Green takes the snap. Rolling, looking. Where comes the chair? We got a hand on him. Throws the ball to the end zone. Intercepted in the end zone.
Orlando Orta.
It was tipped by, looked by Durden. Durden tipped it. Orta intercepted it in the end zone.
And that saves the scoring threat. And the Vikings will get it to touchback. It'll be first down and 10 on the 20 for the Vikings. Donquell Green had done a great job. He got away from the defenders. Came out to his right. Looked down the field. Saw a receiver come open. Just didn't have enough zip on the ball to really put it in there fast enough, and our defense was able to converge on it. And as you said, Kenneth Durden made the tip, Geraldo Orta with the interception.
Bergman winged back our side, right off our tight end. Gunslinger goes under center, takes a snap, gives it to Moore. He's across the 20, the 25, and that's as far as it gets. They haul him down after a 5-yard gain. Now we're inside 2 minutes.
Mike Moore comes off.
Paul Johnson comes near side. Ball almost to the home side hash mark. Parker switches tight ends. He puts McBurrow to the Vister side of the field. They're in a 5-man front. Gives it to Braswell around the right side. He's across the 25 to 30. Still on his feet. Cuts outside on the 35. And he will, as far as he'll get, after the 35, but that will be a first down. Give him a 10-yard run and a first down. for the mailman.
Troy Braswell showed great patience on that run. He stayed behind his blockers, tried to find the holes, and just picked his way through there until he got the first down.
Wind that clock. Now it's inside, a minute to go. Crawford goes far side. They go back to a three-man front. They put the corners just a little bit off the line. Drops back. Oh, gives it to
Bergman.
And Bergman will lose a yard, maybe two.
Clock runs now 36, 35 seconds. And probably,
second and 12.
Sorry, I was going to say, we probably got to run a play here. Well, no, there's a whistle. I don't know if that was the whistle to start play clock or not. 18, 15, 14 seconds now.
Parker goes under center, tight end to our side. Looks over the defense. And he gives it to
Bergman.
Bergman, and Bergman's across the 40, up to the 46-yard line, and that'll be the last play of the third quarter. Vikings lead 36 to nothing. 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. We head to the fourth quarter. Vikings leading 36 to nothing. And we will go to a running clock. It is third and five from our 40-yard line. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Durden at wide receiver. Drops back, looks, throws that, and the catch is made.
By Durden,
by
that's
Durden,
the first down.
And his forward progress will give him out to the 46, just enough for a first down.
So first down and 10 now from the 47-yard line.
McBurr in at tight end. Crawford comes wide receiver near side. Bergman, Lang, and Braswell in the backfield. Tight end to the far side. Three-man front. They give it to Braswell on the counter. Gets hit in the backfield, and he'll lose 2 yards.
Great defensive coverage that time by the Bears, and they were able to get in the backfield, and they were there at the handoff that time. Ed Moore will check back in at that tight end spot.
Second and 11. McBurrow comes off. Parker goes under center. Durden, wide receiver. Lang at fullback. They're showing inside blitz from the linebacker. There he comes. And he gives it to Lang. He's still on his feet. Spins one out of one man, two, three. Fights his way out to the 50. That's about a 5-yard carry from Tyquan Lane to get us out to the 50-yard line to make it third and about six from there.
Clock continues to run, 10-20, 10-19.
We lead it 36 to nothing. Josh Clemens checks in on homecoming night where Tyler Hunter was named the homecoming king. Grandpa Clemens comes near side. Tied into the far side. McBurrow gives the ball to Parker. Pump fake looks. He's got Grandpa wide open. Oh, overthrows him at the 18-yard line.
Yeah, Josh actually slowed his route up, thinking that it was going to be a little bit shorter, and the ball would have been right where he would have been if he had just kept on his route.
Bill, you're right. He did a... His route was slowed up. They had contact. It was right here in front of me.
Wow.
And there was no call, but because I think it was just kind of both made a cut, and neither one really initiated the contact. They just kind of got incidental and ran into each other, and that slowed him up and cut off his route.
All right, Jed Solomon, last to get on the field, and he's the punter. Vikings in punt formation.
Donnell Green, the freshman back. And he kicks a high, high kick, shanks it. It goes out at the 39-and-a-half-yard line.
All right, I tell you what, let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
There's a snap. Peyton Maton in the quarterback. Looking for somebody to throw. Nothing there. We're chasing it.
And
we put him down. Pork chop, Trey Jackson.
And he's down.
Pulls him down at the 29-yard line.
Number 17, Trey Jackson on the tackle. We came very close to an illegal substitution, illegal participation on that play.
Tiff leads Worth 20-0. Coughlin 35, Warner Robins 14, Cook 20, Chris nothing. Clinch 51, Bacon nothing, Wilcox 20, Lanier nothing. Monroe 19, Brooks 13. 26-0, Fitzgerald over Coffey. And it is 35-24, Valdosta over Brunswick. Mayton brings two receivers near side, two far side. Takes the snap. Rolls, looks. Throws way downfield, up in the air, knocked away by Crawford. They're going to call pass interference.
Yeah, pass interference on the Vikings. He was hand-checking him. That's Quincy Crawford. But he had his hands kind of checking up high, and that's going to get you a call just about every time. He had good coverage, had good position.
That's good.
But that's just little technique stuff that as defensive backs you learn as you get a little bit older. You can't put your hands up that high into the body, and you're going to get a call.
Ball, clock don't stop on an incomplete pass.
Yeah, clock doesn't stop. Why does it stop?
Oh.
Penalty, that's why.
Now they run the clock. Moves it out to the 44-yard line. Twins near side, Twins far side. Mayton looks over the defense. Still in that shotgun. Drops back. Goes out in the flats. Catch is made by number 25, and he gets out of bounds. But that won't stop the clock.
Want to remind everybody the Vikings will travel to Waycross this coming Friday, the 24th of September, to play the Ware County Gators. Kickoff is set for 7:30 at Memorial Stadium. That means we'll be on the air at 6:30. Tickets for this game are on sale now. Individual game tickets for the game are $7 for the visitor side general admission. Tickets may be purchased from the ticket office. We'll give you more information in just a moment.
Second and one. There at the Viking, 46-yard, 47-yard line. Man in motion to the visitor's side. Mayton waiting on the pass. Drops back, looks, pump fakes, rolls, nothing there. Now looking, tucks the ball, starts to run, and we hit him. He'll get the first down to our 44-yard line.
As I said, individual game tickets for this game are $7, and they're all general admission. Tickets may be purchased from the ticket office and the Viking Touchdown Club meeting on Monday night. The Touchdown Club, remember, meets at 7 o'clock in the Media Center of Lowndes High School on Monday night. The ticket office is located in the Board of Education building on Norman Drive. Ticket hours are 12:30 until 4:30, Monday through Thursday, and 9 until noon on Friday. The Vikings, as they travel to Ware County and take on the Ware County Gators.
Mayton, first and 10 from our 44-yard line. Drops straight back. Pump fake looks. There comes the rush. Little screen set up, and they've got... They've got a first down all the way down to the 23-yard line.
Now, folks, most of the defense out there is second-team defense. There's some other guys that, especially defensive backs, they are all second-team now.
Down to our 22. Bill and I got quiet, folks, because there was a very obvious hold on the far side of the field. 5:40 to go here in the ball game. Mayton takes a snap. Gets it to number 8 around the left side. Got a hole as he crosses the 20. We pull him down about the 16-yard line. That is Habersham, the senior.
Want to remind all our Viking fans that there's a great way to help your school and have some fun at the same time. On Saturday, September 25th, Langdale Ford will be sponsoring an event called Drive One for Your School at their showroom in downtown Valdosta. All you have to do is come to Langdale Ford on that day, tell them you want to drive one for the Vikings, and they will donate $20 to the band boosters.
Mayton sends trips to the far side, Twins to the near side, brings a man back to the near side, keeps it, runs a quarterback draw off the right side. He gets back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and 3 from there.
So be sure and get by the Langdale Ford dealership there downtown and experience the great new products from Langdale Ford. And remember to show your support for the Vikings on the 25th. And let's see if we can top last year's total and beat Valdosta High School. They'll make that check presentation at the Lowndes Valdosta game. So go by there. Tell them you want to drive one for the Vikings.
Mayton sends trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Keeps Davis in the backfield with him. Waiting on the snap. Drops back. Looks. Heads to the end zone. Throws it up in the air. And intercepted by Taquan Lang in the end zone.
He just put a floater up there. Was trying to get his big wide receiver, number 22, Bob Osborne, to be able to jump for it. But the safety came over and Taquan Lang and made a great INT.
Got an update from Coffee County. It is Fitzgerald 29. Coffee's on the board with 7 points.
Let's take a quick 30-second break. I'm sorry, my bad. All right, we're going to miss this play. Hey, Luan, we're just going to miss this play, so don't worry about it. You go ahead and call it.
Blanton goes under center. Takes a snap. Gives it to number 20. That is, pull out my, that's D. Daniels. And
no,
Daniels,
28.
28, which is Jordan Williams. That's the first down for the Vikings after the 30-yard line. 3.5 minutes to go. And we send number 24, Kevin Edwards, to the far side of the field. All new fellows in, Blanton in at quarterback. Daniels and Williams, and he gives it to Williams again around the right side. He's across the 30, 35.
Face
still
mask.
On his feet.
Wow.
And he's across the 40. He's got another first down. Back-to-back 12-yard runs by Jordan Williams.
Did you see his head snap back? No call there either. And you made a good point. The calls that have been made, right or wrong, are coming from the visitor side judge, not the home side judge. I don't think he's thrown a flag over here.
We send a man to the far side. Daniels at fullback. Vanderzanden, and again, he gives it to D. Daniels. D. Daniels fights for 4 yards, up to the 40, up 3 yards, up to the 44-yard line.
And you're right. That time it was D. Daniels.
2.5 minutes to go now here in the ball game. Vikings lead 36 to nothing. Second and 7.
Clock continues to run. We send out to wide receiver. That's number 48, Mikey L. Anderson.
Blanton under center there in a three-man front. He gives it to
Vanderzanden.
Zander, and he'll get back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be 3rd and 7 from there.
You want to call him Zander Vanden.
I just can't say his name.
Tyler Vanderzanden, the long snapper, also a running back. Had some good runs earlier this year.
I've got to come up with a nickname for him because I just can't. I'm going to call him the Z-Man.
1:35, the clock continues to run. Vikings up 36 to nothing.
Blanton waiting on the snap. Keeps it on the quarterback. Keeper, what a block out here on the corner. As Blanton comes around the 50, Bill, that was number 96, Luke.
No, Preston Pittman.
Preston Pittman. And what a block. He come out and turned back and took a cornerback and just leveled him out here. That allowed Blanton to get around the right side into Bear territory down to their 47-yard line.
Gage Stout checks in now.
Minute to go here in the ball game. Blanton. Counter to Jordan Williams, and he'll pick up about 3 yards down to the 36. That could be the last, could have been the last play, maybe.
Well, no, you got 40 seconds here. When this game is over, we'll take a 3-minute break, and when we come back, we'll be wrapping this game up for you, get you set up, and give you information about tickets for Ware County. That's where we'll be next week as we face the Ware County Gators in Waycross.
2nd and 6. 2nd and 7. The D. Daniels around the right side. Cuts inside, still on his feet as he gets across the 40. And that is the last play of the ball game. Vikings will win 36 to nothing. Go to 4-1 on the year. The Bears drop to 1-2 on the year. We'll keep it right here so Marty can get a word with Coach McPherson. I want to remind you the Lounge High Coaches Show from Loco's Grill and Pub next Tuesday night at 6:45. We go on the air. Coach and I will sit down at 7 o'clock to talk about this game. have highlights of it. We put, they bring, he brings the game film from tonight's game, and it's actually played on the big screen TV. While we talk about it, you can watch it. Players are there, coaches are there, and Marty Rogers will be handing out little blue tickets. And if your number's called, you win your free meal courtesy of Bill and I. And that's all done at Loco's Grill and Pub. You can listen to it live on 99.5 Kicks Country or via the World Wide Web at www.thevikingvoice.com.
Yeah, if you're coming there, get there early because it's starting to fill up. And I tell you, there's a lot of kids, a lot of players, a lot of coaches now that are starting to, as the season wears on. And it's an exciting time. Go ahead, Marty.
Hey, guys, I'm down here with Coach Mack. Coach Mack, great win tonight, 36-0. How do you feel about tonight?
Oh, man, I feel good. I'm proud of the boys. They you know, played very well. Coaches had a good game plan, and they competed all night.
Coach, Taquan Lane made a great play down here, and your defense preserved the shutout. You know, how do you feel about that defense tonight? They played great all night.
They really did, and the young kids came in there in the fourth quarter, and they held up the shutout. You know, it doesn't get no better than that.
Coach, good luck next week.
There you go. Vikings win 36-0. We'll be right back after this three-minute break. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union postgame report right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back to Martin Stadium, where the Vikings have defeated the Bears of Burke County 36-0. Really a hard-fought game. The backups got in only in the last two series of the ball game. It was a running clock in the fourth quarter, as it was 36-0. The Bears were threatening there late in the third to hopefully get a touchdown, maybe put it within 30 and keep the clock from having to be a running clock in the third quarter. But we had a great interception by Geraldo Orta that thwarted that, and then we were, you know, bringing it down the field, had to punt. But they were again threatening to score here at the end of the fourth quarter, and another great interception this time by Taquan Lang to seal the deal for us in a shutout as the Vikings defeat the Bears 36-0.
And, Bill, you've got us some final stats.
I do, thanks to Southeastern Federal Credit Union for their support of the post-game report here on the Viking Radio Network. And thanks to Coach Dice and his group from Lowndes Middle School and Pine Grove Middle School for their continued efforts in compiling these stats for us at the end of each game as well as at the half. Our final stats will be on thevikingvoice.com probably by Sunday or Monday. And we'll have those updated so you'll have a year-to-date stats as well. Tonight, the Burke County Bears had 10 first downs. They're rushing, there were 28 carries for 114 yards. In the air, they were 10 of 23 for 90 yards, no touchdowns, and two interceptions. Total plays for the Bears, 53 total plays tonight for 204 yards of total offense. They fumbled twice, losing that once. Penalties, they were only penalized two times for 10 yards, while the Vikings... we'll get to them in a moment. The Bears had six punts tonight for an average of 24 yards. Their leading rusher was number five. That is Donquell Green. He had 10 carries for 90 yards. He is their total offensive output from their yardage from rushing. Their wide receiver, leading receiver, number 22, Bob Osborne, two catches for 33 yards. For the Vikings, they had 16 first downs. They were 48 for 325 yards on the ground. 5 of 8 in the air for 119 yards, 1 touchdown, no interceptions. Total plays for the Vikings tonight, 56 yards. And total offense, 444 yards of total offense. They did not fumble tonight, however, penalized 8 times for 85 yards. They punted 4 times for an average of 27 yards. And the leading rusher, number 29, Troy Braswell, 13 carries, 110 yards, and 3 touchdowns on the night. Leading receiver, number 25, Josh Clemens, 2 catches for 83 yards and 1 touchdown. And that's your final stats as the Vikings win 36-0 over the Bears of Burke County.
Want to remind you the Lions Eye Coaches Show Tuesday night at 6:45 at Loco's Grill and Pub. We'll be on the air at 6:45. Coach Mack and I will sit down at 7 o'clock and talk about tonight's ball game. We'll interview players, and we'll have a surprise coach there. Lots of players, lots of coaches, lots of fans show up. It's a great, great time at Loco's Grill and Pub. And if you can't listen on 99.5, you can listen via the World Wide Web at www.thevikingvoice.com. Once again, remind you that, Bill, that airtime next Friday night will be pregame at 6:30 with the kickoff at 7:30 as we travel over to the Swamp to face the Ware County Gators.
Yeah, I want to remind everybody, tickets are on sale now. Individual game tickets for the game are $7. They're all general admission to the visitor's side. and they may be purchased from the ticket office and at the Viking Touchdown Club this Monday night. They'll meet at 7 o'clock in the Media Center of Lowndes High School. You can also get them at the ticket office, which is at the Board of Education building on Norman Drive. The office hours are Monday through Thursday from 12:30 till 4 p.m., and on Friday they're open from 9 a.m. till noon. Remember, in Waycross, so if you're going to make that trip, down Highway 84 into the swamp.
Absolutely. Marty Rogers.
Wait a minute. Okay, go ahead.
Got me?
Yeah, we got you,
Marty. Give us your final thoughts on tonight's ball game.
We won. Right?
Mark.
Well, what can you say? We won. What a good night for the Vikings. It was a good win. Offensive line came out, played well in the first half. Troy ran the ball well. Mike Moore ran the ball well. And defense played great. You know, it's always good to get a shutout. And yep. I love seeing the young kids come in and close it out there at the end.
Marty, do you think that a homecoming had anything to do with maybe the fact we didn't score every time we touched the football?
Well, you know, it is a lot of distractions when you have homecoming. But, you know, we played a good football team, and they made several good plays on defense. They had some very active linebackers and a very good defensive end. They ran us down backside a couple times. They had a good football team, and they made some good plays.
What do you think about the freshman, Donquell Green?
He is quick. He reminded me of the little number five Camden had last year, the little freshman guy that they had that touched the ball a few times on special teams and played some corner. And from what I understand this year, he's a sophomore and doing great for Camden. And that kid reminded me of him. He is extremely fast and tough. There was a couple times he took some licks. He took one hard lick from Josh Clemens and bounced off of it and almost squirted out of there for a big play, but we were able to wrap him up.
Like I say, he's just a freshman, and, of course, he's got one more year of Corey Maton, a junior. And can you imagine what his final 2 years is going to be as quarterback?
I suspect next year they'll have both of them on the field quite a bit, with the Maton kid being a senior and Dontrell being a sophomore, because he's definitely a talent. That little kid is very fast. He's not real big, but, like I said, he's tough and he's extremely quick.
Bill Osborne, your keys to tonight's victory.
Well, I think it was just a total offensive dominance by our Vikings, and our defense, and that really is the key to this thing, played so well. The defense did a great job. We were a little skeptical of that change of moving Tyler and moving Josh and moving Tim St. Fort and some other things. I believe that has been the key right now. That seems to work. They have fallen into those positions, and they're playing them very, very well.
Well, Bill, it was a good night. Vikings win 36-0 to go to 4-1 on the year. I want to remind everybody, tomorrow at 1 o'clock at Baysmore Hyder, it's the Valdosta State Blazers as they seek to snap a four-game losing streak against the Fighting Okra of Delta State. That's right.
They're green okras.
You've never heard them called the Fighting Okra?
No, never have.
That's their unofficial nickname, and the reason being is when they decided to start playing baseball, they built their baseball field where a patch of wild okra used to grow, and the okra kept coming back and coming back.
TMI.
And a coach made a remark. He said, if we can be as tough as that okra is, well, we can be some. We'll be a pretty good. We'll be a pretty good baseball team. So then I have a mascot actually dress up in an okra pod. That's the Fighting Okra.
Wes, I was talking to Coach Dean Monday at the Blazer Booster Luncheon, and he told me that story as well. And I think that's a great story, but I hope that this Monday at the Blazer Boosted Luncheon, I don't know if the food service people are listening tonight, but I hope they are, and I would love to have some okra on the menu Monday.
Well, I tell you what, if Coach Dean can remember, if he'd remember it correctly, he got that story from me, because I did a little research one time, and you know how I like to dig stuff out.
I know. Time to say goodnight, Wes.
All righty. It is time to say goodnight. Wes, tonight's broadcast has been produced by LaJuan Haynes. It's been engineered by LaJuan Haynes, produced by Justin Smothers. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lowndes High Sports, for Marty Rogers, for Bill Osborne, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You have been listening to Lowndes High Football as the Vikings go to 4-1 on the year with a 36-0 victory over the Burke County Bears. You have been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.